There's something magical about a Russian Christmas. With snow on the ground and winter on the breasts of the faithful, Russians enjoy their favorite holy day, the birth of our Savior in festive joy. One would think that Russia's head of state would appear at the Kremlin's cathedrals for this special day. Not this head of state, Vladimir Putin. For like our Savior born in the little town of Bethlehem, Putin chose a humble village in Voronezh to celebrate the day of Jesus' birth last Christmas. Except you become as a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven, said Jesus to his disciples. Like a true disciple of Jesus Christ, Putin took his place, not with high officials, but with little children. By way of sad contrast, America's president doesn't give much credence to Christmas. Instead, Obama celebrates Hanukkah with Jews, the same people who crucified our Savior. And not with children did he celebrate, but with a high official, the President of Israel. Such is the state of affairs in our Judaized country. America has traded places with Russia. I grew up in the 50s and we went on Christmas break, while the Soviets went on winter break. Now it's the other way around. Whereas Russia was once atheist, it is now Christian. But America is now Jewish. Why else do we see a 40-foot Hanukkah menorah on the White House lawn every December, but not a nativity scene to be found? But every year, Putin appears on nationwide television wishing his fellow Russians a Merry Christmas. He's my Orthodox brother in Christ, and despite how the Jews have stolen Christmas from us, I'm hopeful. Yes, the Jews are waging a war on Christmas here in America. The Jewish-led ACLU threatens lawsuits against towns that put up Merry Christmas signs. But theirs is a losing battle. We've got the numbers, and we've got the Lord Jesus Christ.